from the lighthouse shine on me.
It is by the grace and the mercy of the Lord that has been bestowed upon us. It is not of our righteousness.
And
it is not of any good that we have done. It is not of our
moving.
It is not of anything of us. It is all by grace. If it hadn't been grace, we even don't know how to pray. If it hasn't been by grace, the enemy have triumphed over us.
Oh, hallelujah. But
because of the grace, he is under our feet. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Since we see another say,
because the reason why he is under our feet is because we are heir together with God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
It is to me and Yanko Podi set us on Kunimno. Or did you a Yasun Kunimno? Seltuman at Timinumi and Umu.
So the power that the Lord Jesus Christ used to overcome the world, that same power dwells in us. From now on, do not fear the witches. Let the witches rather fear you. Amen. Don't fear those who will cast spell on you, but rather let them fear you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The
one who digs pits for you will fall inside the same pit.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So
why do you have to fear? You come before the presence of God. Have joy in the Lord. Have happiness in the Lord. The Lord who knows all things, all your requests that you have placed before him, he will remember you tonight.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Genesis
chapter
21,
verse
1
and
2. Na Awurade behwe Sara said ye okan no na oye Sara said ye oye no ohye no bo no na Sara nyinsen na wo obabarima Emma Abraham e won nkokora abremu a onyankopon kan ne ho asem no emu. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Genesis chapter 21 verse 1 and 2. And the Lord visited Sarah as he has said. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he has spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at a set time of which God has spoken unto him. Amen.
Amen. Pache mompae. Ora Yesu minyankopon osoro ni asase we betwam. Na wasem aya kenka di entwam da.
Amen.
Enu ntie Awurade o Biblia o se de ho to so aya asempa we ya.
Yes, Lord.
Minyankopon bre aka asem yi.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Shall we take our seats?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Assembly said, the Lord visited Sarah, as he has said.
The title of tonight's prayer meeting is Erade Babesre Ebesra Sarah said Yena Wakano.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Siaka said, Obia Besra Obia, said the end anymore.
As we all know, if we say somebody has visited someone, let's take this as an example as we go and visit our children who are in various schools.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. The children are expecting that our parents will come and give us a visit today. So you, the visitor who is going to visit your ward in the school, you are not going with an empty handed.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Even
though you may not have some anything, but you strive to find something so that you can appease the child.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And And the child which you are going to visit in the school will do everything to prepare him or herself that so that you may not come and meet her or him in a condition which is not good.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So
every visitor does not go and visit with an empty hands.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. If a rich man is to go and visit a man who is poverty, the man can say that today I'm going to be satisfied.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. It is not of nothing because he is going to give an envelope to the poor man.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. So we are typing the spiritual to the physical to the spiritual. So being the natural, if you are going to visit somebody, we don't go with empty hands.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. And do you think that the God who created heavens and earth, if he is to go and visit someone, do you think he's go with an empty hands?
Oh, hallelujah. Every
perfect gift belongs to the Lord. Healing is full of his hands. Mercy is full of his hands.
He's
full of peace.
Sorry,
resurrection is in him.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And
every good thing belongs to the Lord.
The
spoken word power belongs to him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Abraham Sarah, Genesis 18, verse 10.
So he told Abraham and his wife Sarah in Genesis 18, verse 10.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Abraham said,
He told Abraham that a year by this time, if I come and visit you, you will have a son with your wife Sarah. So Abraham and his wife knew that God has promised them to come and visit them. So they were in preparation for that. They believe that as the Lord has spoken, so shall it come to pass.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Abraham there, one papa da.
So, Abraham did not grow weary.
Yes, Sarah, and Uncle Paul said, say, Abraham, after that, I said, but now I know you're Sarah. I will back.
The promise was not given to Sarah. God promised Abraham that a year by this time, at a set time that I will come back to you, you and your wife Sarah will have had a son.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Amen.
So if Sarah will grow weary, not of Abraham. So Abraham prepared himself. He prepared himself. And when he was in preparation, the Lord remembered his promise.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. It was time for God to go and visit them.
Now Abraham and Sarah are worrying.
Abraham has married Sarah for so many years.
Now what am I?
They were not able to conceive.
Now, who am I?
They were not able to conceive.
Now, who am I?
They were not able to conceive.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And
so I believe Abraham and Sarah will be going to the herbalist for medication for so many times.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, nyankopon ko se omobono. Na Abraham mfie aduosunum. Na Sarah mfie aduosienum.
When God promised them, Abraham was 75 years of old and Sarah was 65 years of old.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And Sarah said, "Come."
So Sarah laughed in her heart. And God said to Abraham, "Why Sarah, your wife, has laughed?"
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Sarah said, "Men say, what's what say?"
And Sarah denied that I have not laughed. And God said that you have laughed.
Sarah said, "Dear Medre, dear, I am my moon in no every mimo."
Sarah said within herself, hallelujah, that at this my old age, all that is me that will help me to conceive is gone out of me.
Amen.
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 Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. If
hallelujah.
The if the presence of God visits you, every dead thing in you will revive and receive life.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And you may already show me new me and what?
Tonight, God is coming to visit us. God will come in to visit us. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Tonight, God is going to visit us. Anything that belongs to you and Satan has hid it under the rock. Anything that belongs to you and Satan has hid it beneath the waters. You are going to get it tonight in Jesus' name.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. So all that you need to say is that, Lord, may you come and visit me. Lord, may you come and visit me. If God comes to visit us, things will change in our lives. Our speeches will change. Our dressing will change. Our walkings will change. Everything in us will change.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God visited Abraham and his wife Sarah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now Sarah is insane.
And Sarah conceived.
Sarah was three na kuma mu said yemedre no. Me wa tinkebi, mi kunso abo akra. Bible say on insane.
Sarah, who loved in her heart and said that at this my old age, do I have the desire and my husband is even old? She conceived.
Now Bible say oh ba ema Abraham, Abraham kokra brem.
And the scripture says that he bare a son to Abraham in his old age.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. So there is nothing too late for God. There is nothing too late for God. Amen. If God has promised me and you, all that we need to do is that as God has spoken of, so shall it come to pass.
No ba be sabe no mie no. Na se Yakobo be sabe no mie no ya. Oh, hallelujah. De na akechi amaye no. De na afa amaye no. De na ya enim guase no. De na ya osu no. De na ya abobodie no. Ni nyina be sa. Oh, hallelujah.
Because it is God who has promised that at the appointed time it shall surely comes to pass.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Yakobo ni mpemu de. Enim se enye ye.
In the presence of God there is no impossibilities. In the presence of God, all things are possible.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. But the only thing that will cause the presence of God to descend in our lives is the
difficulty.
What do we have to do so that the presence of God would come in our life? We have to pray. We have to read the scriptures and meditate upon the word of God. And in so doing, God would get closer to us.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
When
Cleopas and his friends was on the way to Emmaus, they were meditating on the word of God. They were saying that the scripture says that they were meditating on the Lord. The prophet that we were all looking unto, now they have taken him away.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, and the Bible
hallelujah. Says that when they were meditating about the Lord got closer to them.
And
he said, why are you so sad like this?
And
they told him all that has happened. And he told them that ye of little faith. Did the man not told you all these things? The scripture says that he has covered their eyes so they were not able to see
him.
So when they got to where they were going, and Jesus decided to pass by them. And they invited him that, Lord Jesus,
oh,
abide
hallelujah.
With us because it is late.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
So tonight, if you can invite the Lord to come into your life, every dead thing that is in your life will receive life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't
sit down. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't sit down
and begin to think as though your God is dead.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If
you have faith, you will never be grow weary in anything. And
you're
not disappointed in anything.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Why? You have a God who can change the situation. You have a God who can change the life, your life. You have a God who can change all the situations. He is a destiny changer God. All you need to do is allow the destiny changer God to come into your life. And if this God comes into your life, all the things that cannot be happen can happen in your life.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your friend Hannah.
There was a woman by the name of Hannah.
No,
she was having a rival.
The Bible says, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses. Bible says, no, Nyankopon ato Hana awudiem no atum.
Nyankopon Bible Samuel chapter 1. Verse 8 says that God himself has shut the bowels of Hana.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Enti ne kra no. Afiduro mo ko Nyankopon fia na oba na esi na twetwe. Na odi ne ho fa o.
So whenever the year comes and they are going to the house of the Lord, her rivalry begins to laugh at her. She begins to laugh at her, telling her all sorts of names, a barren and all those kind of names.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The scripture says that it was God himself who has shut the bowels of Hannah.
Na Hannah adem paibo. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hannah adem paibo.
And Hannah by prayers.
What in Bible?
She prayed.
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 Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And
when the high priest Eli saw her in the tabernacle, he said unto Hannah that, for how long will you be drunken?
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
What's the mirror? And for me to talk, now, Afuna, Nansana Mabro, Namisha, my Ruah, one of ya Yahweh Radianim.
And she said unto the high priest, that high priest, don't liken me unto the other maidens. Your maiden is so grieved in me, and I'm pouring my grievances before the presence of the Lord. She did not go and gossip together with her friends. She did not go to her family house to go and tell her mother and father that you are witches and wizards. He poured all his sadness before the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Now, Odifo, Osofo Lea, Katia, and say, Ko, Nyankopon, the idea was Nyankopon Famao.
And the high priest told her that, go, may the Lord grant you all your desires.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 21, verse 19, 21. Was in the Nyankopon Kai Hana. Oh, hallelujah.
1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 19 and 21 says, and God remembered Hannah.
Oh, Nyankopon kai Hannah.
God remembered Hannah.
Nyankopon kai Hannah.
God remembered Hannah.
Abraham and Nyankopon kai Hannah.
When was the time God remembered Hannah?
Na Hannah, according to Genoa for Botianim, no shin, I love 1 year ago for Botianim. I see on Nyankopon.
It was the time when Hannah went before the altar and poured all her sadness and grievances before the presence of the Lord. That was the time God remembered her. God remembered that day.
And you are wrong, one who soon no more bro, yaw in Yano. So she will yaw a good Nako Penima or Nako Ponyo free water.
So, with all your sadness, your cries, and your pains, if you can pour your pains and your sadness before the presence of the Lord, God will remember you.
You are what to tell Kruma or do any no. You are what to tell Kruma or do any no. Tell for what tower, no.
Your enemy who is putting you into hatred. The one who has caused you into trouble. The one who is by biting you. Go before your knees. Go before your knees. Go before your knees.
One day, one day.
And one day. One day. One day. God will remember you. God will remember you. God will remember you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And this bereaved, you shall never be sorrowing anymore.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Nahana away.
And Hannah bare a child.
No, they look bar for the man already.
And she sacrificed the child to the Lord.
And Sana and Yin say never bano. Or say Yanko Bombo say a rade. So mammy babenina made the bar for the amount.
Before Hannah conceived, she made a promise to the Lord that, Lord, if you give me a male child, I will sacrifice him unto you, and she will dwell into in your house all the days of his life.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tonight,
because of the problem that you are going through, promise the Lord. And God will dwell on your promise and remember you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hannah
have had a child. And she sacrificed her child unto the Lord as she promised.
The Bible says,
and the scripture says that when she sacrificed the child unto the Lord visited her once again, and he gave him 3 male children and 2 female children. The faith that they understood God with, may the Lord increase our faith.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So,
you look at those you completed schools with. Some of them are higher in life. You started the same businesses with them.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I remember those that I used to go to abroad with. I was doing the same business with them.
Hallelujah.
Amen. They are all rich men. I was guiding them and giving them the advice how they can prosper. If you are wise enough, why don't you guide yourself so that you can prosper?
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, what to talk as them?
They have hot scars.
Nam daddy.
And I'm walking barefoot.
Oh, nam daddy. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, Abijan, how's that be? Who called us? Do far a sign negate him on it to say.
And there was this Hausa man in Abijan. If you go to his store, there is a ritualistic something that is in his store.
That could be one of frame.
One day when I was passing by, he called to me.
What's it? Ah.
And he told me that God knew you very well. Why don't he give you money? I laughed at him. The love of God is not about money. The love of God is to give you eternal life. If he gives me money, I will die and leave it behind.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. So, I have to go after the things that will give me eternal life.
Children of the Lord,
listen to it very well. Eternal life bears its own reproaches. I said that eternal life have its own reproaches.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah, amen.
It is already in Crawfordka. Now it's here in Crawfordka. Now we're off for baby or modro. Now they're down. Oh, yeah.
So if you listen to what people are saying and where they have reached in life and you are crawling on the ground, you will begin to ask questions that, Lord, why me? Sometimes they were laughing at me. If you consider your life, you just don't want to buy a car. They were mocking me.
And
one man told them one time that what this man is having is what I'm envy for. And they told him that this man has nothing.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We just was here. Oh, having passport.
And the man told them that.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What if we were having passport?
The man told them, this man is having a passport to heaven.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Minya, you are having passport, what?
Beloved.
As we dear, will be the diamond in the Yanadi Media, baby. That's why I'm here. See a young coupon asking Quadia. You have a having passport, you cry.
Amen. Beloved, we have a heavenly passport. So if others are enjoying in their lives, allow them. If God gives us for us to also enjoy some, we like. But if He refuse to give us, we have a heavenly passport.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. If God visits us tonight, we will have a change of life. Things shall never remain the same. Things shall never remain the same.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Sadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Oh, Nebuchadnezzar. Hey, see, Onini. Hey, see, I teach you. Say, Onini, no, me, we're done, Eddie. What about this? And cool, and to bang, why you can't imagine that? I say, no. Oh, be out, Shasse. Oh, Onini, and him.
King Nebuchadnezzar erected this statue and invited the noble and the princes and all kinds of men and told them that as for this statue that I have erected, if anyone hear the sounds of the cornet, the psaltery, and all other sounds, you shall all bow before the statue.
Now, say the assembly and ask the matter
is,
Abeni say, you know, some land see me and say, Omu di Oma Kotoa Soli Oni Ni Da.
When they gave the sound, these three Hebrew children did not bow before the statue. And they were taken to the presence of the king. And the king said that you who refuses to bow before this statue, I shall put you into the very
furnace.
Gentlemen, I know that you didn't hear the sound earlier on. Now that you have come before my presence, they are going to sound the alarm. If you fall, you shall not be put into the oven.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
No,
and they gave the sound. And these three young Hebrew children said that, King, whatever that you do, we shall never bow to your statue.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says, and
the king was wroth. And he instructed them to heat the oven for 7 times.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And the Hebrew children said that we knew that our God is able to deliver us. Tonight, our God is going to deliver us. Tonight, our God will deliver. And they said, if our God did not deliver us, we shall not serve or bow to your image.
Hallelujah!
And they were all bound together with their dresses and threw into the fiery furnace. And the scripture says that the men who threw them into the fiery furnace, they died earlier.
Daniel chapter 3.
You can read Daniel chapter
Hallelujah.
3.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No, nyanko ponso jo ba ma ba bia edru na eden. Onipa bia ntimi nya ho bibia no aho no nyankopo sane.
Oh, these hallelujah. Three Hebrew children stood for the Lord. And when the Lord saw that where they have gotten was so hard, that was the time God stood for them.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Gabriel kwa nyankopo se. Enya wadwuma ade etobo.
Gabriel went there and the Lord told him that it isn't your work.
The audience you never say you are no what time no. Also kwa Ewurade se onim se me meti maye. Me na me di nsuo kwa se wi ase no wa person no. Ewurade ma kwa na me fe nsuo kwa dum ja no. What say tobo ase. Hallelujah.
The one who destroyed the world in the days of Noah went to the Lord and said that, Lord, I was the one who destroyed the world in the days of Noah. So allow me to go and quench the fire. And God told them that God saw them to be putting into the fire.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No,
have you ever seen fire quenching fire?
It's like saying, Yankopon ye ja. Yankopon sem ye ja. Now, asem no ye Yankopon. It is also ye Yankopon dia. Usu ye jawate.
Amen.
If
fire can never devour fire, then there is no way that the fire of Nebuchadnezzar is going to devour these three children.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. And the king bowed himself.
The king bowed himself
to look into the fiery furnace. And he saw and said to the people, my people, is it not three men that I casted them into the fiery furnace? Now I can see a fourth man whose countenance is like the Son of God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. When God saw that the time that has reached was a deep time, that was the time he visited the three Hebrew children.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. So if God comes and visits us tonight, the things that have been too late in our life,
hallelujah.
The things that has been dead in our life, they shall receive life. All that we need to do is to plead to the Lord to come and visit us.
Se bon samso o tumia. Na se waye na ade a. O ti wa o monitor ade no. Na onyankopon ni mpa sane a. Who is Bonsam?
If Satan thinks that he is powerful and whatever that he has done, he is monitoring it to come to pass. If the presence of the Lord descends down, who is Satan?
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Where is witches and wizards if the presence of the Lord comes down?
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Where
is the witches and the wizards?
Yes, suma and fear bebre. Oh, be any more here, no. Onyankopon impa sane a eyipie.
All the secret things that is unknown to man for so many years, if the presence of the Lord comes down, it is revealed.
And you may onyankopon ye ni monyam tumi empie.
May the Lord cause the power of the glory of his glory to come down.
Ye ye wa koma so ade emfie bebre no a wobo so mpae no. Enwumre Awurade mesra wo na empie.
May the Lord visit you for all that you have praying for so many years to be revealed.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Na onyankopon ansa no ba besra me rumie no no. Yesi enso ye ahosiesie. Na mnu mienu ahosiesie be na de twa onyankopon ni mpa.
Before God can come and visit us, we need to prepare ourselves. And what kind of preparation are we using to face the visitation of the Lord?
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. We have heard the word of the Lord. We have received the Lord. He has given us power to trample over the powers of the enemy. And nothing by enemies shall help us.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. This promise is for us. But when we stand on the promise and speak, we see nothing. Then it is not because of the Lord. It is because of us. Job says that whoever sins, that person causes himself.
Oh, herself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in funsong kiting kiti bi anyahwe yeye no ene edi di e ho abro e ma yankopon to mi entimi na di we abrabom e ma seta edi e ho fa o ogru ye ho na se ke be ma ye ho kwai siesie ye ho na yankopon abesan ni a enke ya abra baba se samate.
It is because of the little sins and mistakes that we are committing that has been the hindrances. If we can allow ourselves for God to come and visit us, our situations will change.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at
Jonah in the belly of the whale.
And
the belly has sunk beneath the sea.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Where did I saw in the
Was there any hope for Jonah? Was there any hope for Jonah? After you have been swallowed by the whale, you were not on the bank of the sea. You were beneath the sea.
There was
blood and all other things in the belly of the whale. All kinds of disgusting things in the belly of the whale. That was where Jonah found himself.
Now, Jonah can say, "Erade." Ebra, oyin somo esi asonda ma wono. Yesu asonda ase won sa no. We ka asem bi se ye mu bi izu afoju fo no. Ye ko ma ne ye mu. Na o ha be tu ye. Ni ye mi ye no so chire bebi asonda esi a. Ewurade ya kai ne be ji ye.
But Jonah remembered one thing. When King Solomon built the temple and he was dedicating the temple unto the Lord, he made a prayer and he said that, "Lord, if any of your children if any of the Hebrew children went into captivity or any problem and lift up his eyes unto the temple in the east and prayed unto you, Lord, may you hear him from above."
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Did God remember or not? God remembered Jonah. Lord remembered Jonah. So Jonah, who has been swallowed by the whale, where the Lord wanted Jonah to go, that was the same place
hallelujah.
The whale vomited Jonah. Tonight, anything of yours that has been swallowed by Satan, he is going to vomit it out. Satan will vomit out your victory.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Anything that belongs to you that Satan has put his dirty hands on it, he's going to leave it off tonight.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. The Bible says that the pleasure of the Lord is our strength.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Strengthen yourself tonight. Have faith in God. Tonight, have faith in God. Tell the Lord that, "Lord, remember me. Lord, come and visit 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 me." If God comes to visit you tonight, all the altars erected by Satan will be pulled off. Amen. 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 Salvation and liberty shall be of us.
Amen.
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 Brethren, all our prayer is that, "Lord, may you come and visit us. Lord, come and visit us. Lord, come and visit us. Lord, come and visit us." If God comes to visit us, he will not come empty-handed. He will not come empty-handed. Amen. He comes with healing. He comes with grace. He comes with the power of the resurrection. He comes with the spoken word power. He comes with peace. All good and perfect is for the Lord. And he knows all our needs. So as he's coming to visit us tonight, everything that Satan has covered, everything that Satan has taken from us, every life that Satan has called us upside down, may the Lord shall you be on your feet as we enter into prayer.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Adonna, go on. Ah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You are
praying to thank the Lord.
That
Lord, I thank you.
Say, why are you so
for being prepared to come and visit me tonight. And I know as you are coming to visit me, all things that has gone out of my hands, all the things that has gone out of my hands, amen, shall be renewed. Pray and give thanks to the Lord. You shall bear a child. And at a set time, God remembered and visited Sarah. And in this our time, you have told us that in the evening time, there shall be a light. And the light is the message that we have believed. So if the message that we have believed is the light, every darkness covering our life, that our life is not able to bear fruit.
Everybody, me pie. Oh, Lord Jesus. All right, yes, Yankopon. Your bank is here to me, Nera. Your bomb pired your credit in Pavia, Sansa. Then you are pushing in
Okuma fue o maya koto ya yesra wo ora yeswe ye radikai ena beku bebiye bo kaye emanesi ye ni abusye ni na ye. And I do pray, oh, yeah, me, oh, yeah,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey,
listen. A spirit is like a whale that has swallowed you. There is a spirit like a whale that has swallowed your conception. There is a spirit like a whale that has swallowed your glory. It has swallowed your joy. It has swallowed your marriage.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. But you are praying that, Lord,
anything
that belongs to me, that the enemy has swallowed it like a whale, Lord, help me to receive it.
Erade, me ni pebi, wumbi ya pata mi ya kopoase, ma wumbi ya kopoase, me ni diye ya kopoase, ma kumbi ya kopoase. Ma suje bi o de ko poase. Ma wori bi o de ko poase. Mi ni se bi o de ko poase. Wori mi me bi ko poase. Wori mi manage mi sem. Na so wori so be mu a. E wori so be samia. E wori be samia. E wori mi nyako ko be fu o ma ba.
Kasa.
E di ni wori kasa.
Hiriye kasa.
Ora yes. Ora yes.
Men suru ye ko. Papa ni.
The stone. Tonight, every stone that is
carried in the
may the Lord remove it.
No,
and the Lord Jesus stood before the stone. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. The dead
came to him.
Yeah.
You have promised the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. As you're waiting for the answer of the Lord, that will cause your heart. There is your portion that you need to do. You need to prepare yourself. Preparation of faith. Preparation of sanctification. Preparation of holiness. Preparation of truthfulness. And if all these things can be our portion, we need to have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We need to have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You are praying that, Lord, tonight, Lord, use me for whatever that pleases you. Prepare me. Prepare me, Lord. Pour yourself into me. Pour yourself into me. That I can live in holiness, in truthfulness. God said that he has placed his church on the rock. And the gate of hell can never prevail against his church. There are some things that is going on that we are not well placed. There are some things that is going on that... Pray and ask the Lord to come and visit his church. May his presence come in the midst of his church.
Jesus Christ, we are
We are dedicating our sister Emilia Bokite and his family to the Lord. And Lord, may lift up his hand. Anything that will cause reproach, may the Lord rebuke it. May the Lord cause his presence to be on the family.
Amen. Joshua said, Radis, when in Pa and Kayan, and he encore.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's say Radian in Pakia, or the other court, what are the Abbas?
Amen.
Into whom Pines and Radi were Nimpa and Yanko.
Amen.
The choir called Nimpa and Kayan.
Amen.
When in Pan Hayan, so
Amen.
When in Pan Sanfiamra,
Amen.
I was to Jenny Kunimu.
Amen.
This is the Bompai Pasa for Sir Radin.
ni ajemfa ye da wase okonkro ni ye ma wa mo ye wa ya ma ye ye ogusu e ye ma ye shanka odi se wo mo ni da suo wa da ni da woni ku ye hu wa obo ye hu ban na bu echi dom wa ene dei wona mo adom so ani edi ni ye e bom pa ye de ho sha won se o oso asiesie ye Awade asafo de ede animo yetu ye hunyina ahye wonsa. Eni abe mabukete ye. Awade yesere wani madom. Siesie kwa moma yen. Bua yen. Ne mwana motu nyina nya asumdwe ne kunumdie. So obebi yare afa onsa kanu ne sani yare maye. Ani manyamura ebeda wasada wase. Ebra ye kwei yesere wani mpa. Na ye kọ fe kudu fi asumdwe. Yenem etu ye hunyina ahye wonsa. The kind one in your name, we are ready to Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.